from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hey listener, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by news from across Indonesia. Today in history, My Indonesia, news in brief. We continue Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, and to conclude our program for today, we present you Music Corner. That was our program summary for today over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo to monitor automated export in Vietnam. Minister Retno Marsudi encourages youth to use digital diplomacy. Now the news in detail. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi said at the State Palace in Bogor, West Japan Friday that President Joko Widodo on his state visit to Vietnam will see directly automated export of Indonesia in Vietnam based on new regulation in Vietnam. She also emphasized that the PC will focus on strengthening export and protecting Indonesian investors in Vietnam. Minister Retno explained that for export issue, President Joko Widodo early 2018 met Prime Minister of Vietnam, particularly discussed automatic export of Indonesia to Vietnam, which have trouble at the time. She also said that President Joko Widodo will monitor how the new regulation implementation and Indonesian automatic export are. She further explained that the state visit in Vietnam on 11th and 12th September 2018 has been too long invitation delivered by Vietnam. She mentioned that the state visit of President Joko Widodo to Vietnam will be held after state visit to South Korea. Youth Alternative Movement, We Youth, collaborated with political women to organize interactive talk shows, Youth Ex public figure in Jakarta on Friday with the team Indonesian Cooperation, which was attended by approximately 500 young people from different backgrounds. In the talk show, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi was present, and she was accompanied by young woman figure Taisha Kamila. In the presence of all the young people, Minister Retno Marsudi explained the importance of digital diplomacy for Indonesian foreign policy at this time. The digital diplomacy, according to Minister Retno Marsudi, is an effective method for conveying messages from Indonesia to the world community, especially young people or the millennial.
Kan sekarang begini, kalau kita berdiplomasi ala jadul, sementara ini teman-teman sudah lari kencang.
Nowadays, if we are carrying out diplomacy with old style, a lot of people have speed up and have leave in a different world. Guess, is it connected? This definitely doesn't connect. We use what method other people are using. Now what connects us is digital technology. Therefore, in conveying messages, we use social media, for example. In the past, other friends stood up at one position. For example, there was an explosion where, in the past, Indonesia took action too long for a few days. But now, it is impossible. Once there are events in minutes, friends can see on the Ministry of Foreign Affairs Twitter, my Twitter.
On the same occasion, Minister Retno Marsudi also called for Indonesian young people to become ambassadors or diplomats for Indonesia by promoting Indonesia to the international community through social media. This form of promotion can be done through positive hashtag about Indonesia and content uploads that can enhance positive image. In addition, she hopes that young people, whose numbers are quite large from the total population of Indonesia, are able to contribute in the form of achievement and in the name of nation in international arena. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi will lead Jakarta for Berlin, Germany to open Bali Democracy Forum BDF Chapter Berlin on 14 September 2018. The forum is the same with the previous BDF Chapter Tunis. Spokesperson of the Foreign Ministry Armanata Nasir has said in Jakarta recently that the forum will talk about immigration issues.
Tema yang akan diangkat dalam hal ini demokrasi and migration.
The theme to be discussed is democracy and migration. Maybe it has been known about the focus of the forum, and it is related to the previous forum in Europe regarding with the immigrant issues. Approximately, there will be 140 participants from Bali Democracy Forum Chapter Berlin. Furthermore, Armanata explained that Indonesia has many experiences with democracy. It has also handled about immigration so that Indonesia can share experiences to other countries. The output of BDF Chapter Berlin will be brought to the 11th Bali Democracy Forum BDF in Bali on November 2018. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Director of Asia and Pacific of Indonesian Foreign Ministry, Edi Yusuf, has said in Jakarta recently that President Joko Widodo, accompanied by Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, will make a state visit to South Korea on 10th until 11th September 2018. At the meeting, President Joko Widodo and South Korean President Moon Jae-in will talk about economic cooperation and signed 6 Memorandum of Understanding and Government-to-Government G2G.
Akan ditandatanganinya MOU kerjasama di bidang legislasi antara Setcap.
There will be Memorandum of Understanding. Firstly, it is in the field of legislation between Indonesian Cabinet Secretary and South Korean Legacy Ministry. Secondly, there is cooperation in the field of immigration. Thirdly, it is an economic cooperation between Coordinating Economic Ministry and MOTIST. This will hold a regular meeting for Economic Ministry with Trade Ministry, Industry and Energy Ministry of Korea. Fourthly, there will be a cooperation in the field of developing human resources between Minister of Administrative Reform and Minister of South Korea Management Personnel. There will be MOU about maritime security between Maritime Security Agency and Korean Coast Guard. The last point is that there is MOU between Minister of Environment and Forest and South Korean Environment Ministry. Edi Yusuf also further said that the MOU in the field of immigration will make easier for Indonesian people enter South Korea because it will shorten time and reduce the cost of making visa. Probably the MOU will be developed to be facility of free visa for Indonesian people who want to visit South Korea in the future. Citylink Indonesia, a subsidiary of Garuda Indonesia that focuses on low-cost service, LCC, will officially make regular flights to China at the end of October 2018. President Director of Citylink Indonesia, Yuliandra Nurcahyo, said in Jakarta on Friday that the site plans to open 3 routes of regular flights, which is expected to enhance the existence of Citylink Indonesia in China as a world-class LCC after previously successfully opening charter flight routes.
So today we start collaborating with Mega Cap as our partner, and this is the first Citylink's regular flight to China. So far, my friends have heard that Citylink flew to China. We flew charter. Thus, Citylink has operated only charter flight, especially in the Chinese market. We are regular with partners and we fly regularly to China on schedule. The existence of Citylink is increasingly seen in China, and Citylink doesn't close the charter one. The charter keeps going on.
Yuliandra added that regular international flight routes to China are the ones from Jakarta to three cities, Xiamen, Kunming, and Nanchang. He also remarked that the focus of CityLink Indonesia expansion to China is secondary cities which have considerable potential and have not been reached by many world airlines. CityLink Indonesia also sees the opening of this regular international route as a form of airline support for Indonesia Minister of Tourism program to get a target of 20 million foreign tourists to Indonesia before 2019. CityLink Indonesia's new routes to several cities in China is the realization of expansion of regular international road services in Asian regions in addition to Denpasar flights, Delhi and Jakarta, Penang. China's importers favor that the quality and taste of mangosteen from Bali are enjoyed by Chinese people after the commodity entering direct market in 2017. Importer businessman of Shanghai, China, Richard Xu, said in Denpasar Bali on Friday that the taste of Bali's mangosteen is different from Thailand that entered the market earlier. He also said that since Bali's mangosteen has been known in China, the demand is getting higher. He further explained that his company can send 10 until 15 tons of mangosteen of Bali every day. His site also targets to import salad, snake fruit, and dragon fruit, Hilles fruits undatus, from Bali or other city in Indonesia. He also encouraged the government of China to open fruit import from Indonesia. The last item, the 2018 Asian Para Games Organization Committee in Epcot is ready to carry out the Great Event in Jakarta and surrounding areas on 6 until 13 October 2018. Chairman of Inapgot, Raja Sapta Oktari, after attending a limited cabinet meeting at the State Palace in Bogor, West Java on Friday, said that the Indonesian Asian Para Games Organizing Committee reported the readiness to President Joko Widodo. Raja also said that the implementation in Indonesia is the third times in the world. The activity is the second largest multi-event disability after the Olympics. He added that President Joko Widodo urged all ministers and agencies to treat the Asian Para Games as the Asian Games. According to Raja Oktari, the Indonesian people, especially in Epcot, are ready to receive guests from the 2018 Asian Para Games participants. There are 5,000 athletes and officials, and 1,100 of them use wheelchairs. 8,000 volunteers, 5,000 field workers, and 800 national and international media. Meanwhile, Minister of Youth and Sport Imam Nahrawi said that the Asia Para Games is held at the Bung Karno Stadium, Jakarta International Expo Kemayoran, and Central Circuit in Bogor. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
From across the country, unique and interesting information from across Indonesia.
This is RI World Service with news from the Indonesian Archipelago, a program that presents interesting information from around the country within a week. The first news came from Sanggau, West Kalimantan. Sanggau Region Paulus Hadi officially opened Paraje, Pasaka Negeri Ritual and the 10th Sanggau Regency Malay Cultural Festival on the courtyard of Surya Negara Karaton or Palace in Sanggau Wednesday. This grand event took place from 5th to 8th September and was enlivened by various competitions and folk games. It was preceded by Paraje, Pasaka Negeri Ritual or Cleansing the Country by reading the Holy Quran verses around Sanggau City, followed by almost 1,000 people, then proceeded with the Tolak Ajong ritual taking place on the Kapuas River in front of the Keraton Surya Negara Sanggau. The whole process was led by Sanggau King, Pangeran Ratu Surya Negara Gusti Arman and the elders, accompanied by Sanggau Regent Paulus Hadi and other dignitaries. Upon returning from the Tolak Ajong ritual in the Kapuas River, they returned to Kraton Surya Negara. Before entering the gate, there was Tepung Tawar ritual carried out by elders and a welcome dance. Sanggaon King, Pangeran Ratu Surya Negara Gusti Arman, expressed his appreciation to Sanggau Regency Government for its support, so that the annual event could take place again, also for the inclusion of Paraje Pasaka Negeri in the National Intangible Heritage by the Central Government. The next news came from Martapura, South Kalimantan. The Dayak Paramasan Tribe Society, Banjar Regency, South Kalimantan held Aruh Ganal, a large-scale tradition ceremony as a form of gratitude to God for the abundant harvest they receive. The head of the Paramasah Bawah village in Suwardi in Martapura City on Monday said that it was held for the 9 days and 9 nights from Thursday, August 27, 2018. According to the Dayak Paramasan traditional leader, the traditional ceremony was held at Babalai, adat Dayak Paren of Paramasan Bawah Village, Paramasan Subdistrict, attended by traditional leaders and local government officials. Various performances were held, such as the Babangsai dance by some Dayak Paramasan youths and women, as well as the Babalian dance by Dayaks in the district. Head of Culture of the Culture and Tourism Office of Banjar, Yuana Karta Abidin, said Paramasan is one of the areas in Banjar that still upholds its customs and tradition. The latest news came from Padang Panjang, West Sumatra. Padang Panjang Regional Library Service, West Sumatra, is now available in a digital format to make it easier for people to access the library collection. The head of the Padang Panjang Library and Archives Service Library, Yoni Aldo at Padang Panjang, said on Wednesday that this service is meant to increase reading interest so that the device was not used only for status updates on social media. The digital library can be downloaded by Android users via Play Store by typing the keyword e-library papa. To be able to use the application, users must first register or create an account and fill in a number of personal data and upload photos of themselves. It is targeted that the regional library can be present as a learning center for the community. Although digital services are available and can be accessed anywhere, the activities in the library are kept alive by holding learning activities for children and discussions related to the potential of the local area. These efforts, he said, as a step to show that the area is indeed worthy of being declared as the city of literacy. That was news from the Indonesian Archipelago.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program through RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, we start for independent, the establishment of Southeast Defense Treaty Organization. Southeast Asian Treaty Organization, or SEATO, is an international organization for collective defense signed on 8th of September 1954 in Manila, the Philippines. Formal institution of SEATO was established at the partnership meeting in Bangkok, Thailand on February 1955. The organization was built to block the growth of further communism in Southeast Asia. The headquarters of the organization is located in Bangkok, Thailand. SEATO was dismissed on 30th of June 1977. We turn to an event on September 8, 2004 when M. Yusuf passed away. M. Yusuf was a commander of Indonesian Forces TNI who was closest to and most beloved by personnel of the Indonesian Forces. During a surprise, the Defense Minister of and Security and Commander of the TNI, the 4-star general opened peace to the Barat of personnel of the Indonesian military. One of the best men of Indonesia and former chairman of the Finance Investigation Board, who was born on 23 June 1928, passed away on 76 years old in Makassar, South Sulawesi, because of being illness. He was assumed as national figure that has a great dedication in history in developing South Sulawesi and Indonesia. He was also a sworn, honest, clean, and brave fighter. Indonesia really lost one of the best men, and he was a figure of role model who kept on dedicating himself for nation and state until his death. And the last event is that 1974 Guinea-Bissau gained its independence from Portugal. Guinea-Bissau is a state in West Africa. The state borders with Senegal in the north and Guinea in the south and east and Atlantic Ocean in the west. In the past, Guinea-Bissau was part of Cabo Kingdom, which was part of Mali Empire. Part of the kingdom survived until 18th century, while some other parts were part of Portugal Empire. Thus, Guinea-Bissau became part of colony of Portugal, Guinea-Portugal, in the 19th century. After the independence was declared in 1973 and recognized on September 10, 1974, the name of its capital city, Bissau, was added in the name of the state to avoid confusion with Guinea State. Well, listener, that was Student History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with My Indonesia. The title is Responding to Global Dynamics, the Government Raises Import Tax. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati recently signed a regulation regarding the matter of income tax on imported goods. The reason of raising the tax was to control the current account deficit. In a press conference at the Ministry of Finance on Wednesday, Sri Mulyani explained that more than 1,100 types of goods were raised in the import tax. Sri Mulyani divided it into three categories of goods and their reasons. Included in these categories are luxury items such as completely built-up cars and large motorcycles. Then there were more than 210 commodity items rose from 2.5% to 10%. Goods included in this category are all consumer goods that can already be produced domestically, such as electronic items like water dispensers, air conditioners, lamps, and daily necessities such as soap, shampoo, cosmetics, and cooking or kitchen utensils. Although the import of the matter of income tax tariff for more than 1,000 consumer goods was raised, Sri Mulyani ensured that the decision had been through in-depth study and coordination with relevant ministries and institutions, such as the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs, the Ministry of Industry, the Ministry of Trade, and the Presidential Staff Office. Sri Mulyani further said, "Import is not a bad thing. However, the government must maintain economic growth so that the Minister of Finance regulation is made." Sri Mulyani said, "In the current situation, the use of luxury goods is not important for Indonesia. She is more concerned with the stability of the trade balance, so that the economy remains stable in the face of chaotic global economic condition." Meanwhile, the Minister of Industry, Erlangga Hartarto, who also attended the press conference, believed that The tariff adjustment was a form of alignment with the national industry. This import control policy aims to maintain domestic industrial growth, increase use of local products, and improve trade balance. Furthermore, Erlangga explained, the Article 22 income tax rate is a payment of income tax in advance which can be credited and can be payable at the end of the tax year. For this reason, the import tax increase will not burden the manufacturing sector. Production costs can be reduced because the industry is directed to use domestic raw materials. Its long-term impact can create independent national manufacturing industry. The regulation will be contained in the regulation of the Minister of Finance, which applies next week or 7 days after being signed by the Minister of Finance Wednesday. That was my Indonesia Today.
Here in News in Brief, read by Rahmana. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi said at the State Palace in Bogor, West Java on Friday that President Joko Widodo, in his state visit to Vietnam, will see directly automate the export of Indonesia in Vietnam based on new regulation. Youth Alternative Movement, We Youth, collaborated with political women to organize interrupted talk show, UX Public Figure, in Jakarta on Friday with the team Indonesian Cooperation, which was attended by approximately 500 young people from different backgrounds. In the talk show, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi was present and she was accompanied by young woman figure Tasya Kamila. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi will lead Jakarta for Berlin, Germany to open Bali Democracy Forum BDF chapter Berlin on 14 September 2018. The forum is the same with the previous BDF chapter Tunis. Spokesperson of the Foreign Ministry Armanata Nasir has said in Jakarta recently that the forum will talk about immigration issues. Director of Asia and Pacific of Indonesian Foreign Ministry, Edi Yusuf, has said in Jakarta recently that President Joko Widodo, accompanied by Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, will make a state visit to South Korea on 10 until 11 September 2018. At the meeting, President Joko Widodo and South Korean President Moon Jae-in will talk about economic cooperation and signed 6 Memorandum of Understanding and Government-to-Government G2G. CityLink Indonesia, a subsidiary of Garuda Indonesia that focuses on low-cost services, LCC, will officially make regular flights to China at the end of October 2018. China's importers favor that the quality and taste of mangosteen from Bali are enjoyed by China's people after the commodity entering direct market in 2017. The 2018 Asian Para Games Organization Committee in Epcot is ready to carry out the Grid Event in Jakarta and surrounding areas on 6 until 13 October 2018. That's News in Brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hello and salam sejahtera. My name is Javed Mutaghi, Secretary General, Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union, the ABU. On behalf of our members, we congratulate Radio Republic of Indonesia, RRI, for all your achievements and for your 73rd anniversary. RRI has long been one of the most active members of the ABU, partnering with our fellow broadcasters throughout the Asia Pacific region. We congratulate RRI's more than 7,000 employees, millions listeners on air and online for 73 years of service to the public Indonesia. Let me also take this opportunity to congratulate the people and the government of the Republic of Indonesia for successfully hosting the 2018 Asian Games in Jakarta. We wish you continuing success in the years ahead. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara. Terima kasih. Thank you very much. Javed Mutaghi.
broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Jungut Batu Beach in Nusa Lembongan. Stay with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, Jungut Batu Beach is located at Lembongan Island, Jungut Batu Village, Nusa Penida District, Klungkung Regency, Bali Province. Jungut Batu Beach, Nusa Lembongan, which has around 4.6 km long, is well known as tourism destination, which offers the beauty of spectacular nature of sea. Its nature is still beautiful, and the life of local people who still use traditional ways in all aspects of their daily life makes the beach so attractive to be visited. Nusa Lembongan Island itself is a little bit different from Bali Island. Here, its weather is so hot. The sunlight on Nusa Lembongan Island is hotter and the rain is very infrequent. Listener, Jungut Batu Beach of Nusa Lembongan, which has white sand and clear blue water, makes the beach so beautiful. You can also see the fishermen's boats, which are lined up neatly at the beach. It is because most of local people have livelihood as fishermen. Hilly area with green trees stretches out from the east to the west. From Jungut Batu Beach of Nusa Lembongan, you can see the glory of Mount Agung, which is located on Bali Island from far. The beach also produces seaweed. Here, you can witness process of seaweed harvest. The most impression is at the main part of the beach, and you can enjoy panorama of beautiful sunset. Listener, Jungut Batu Beach of Nusa Lembongan is quite crowded because besides for tourism, the beach is also used as fast boat dock, which comes from Bali to Nusa Lembongan Island. To go to Jungut Batu Beach from Sanur Dock, you can also use speed boat taking around 30 until 45 minutes. Arriving at Jungut Batu Beach, you do not need again transportation. The beach area, which is used as the dock, is located at the main part of the beach. Meanwhile, the area which can be used for swimming or snorkeling is at the eastern. You can do many activities such as swimming, snorkeling, sunbathing, playing ball, and fishing. Listener, a number of lodgings available along the beach, including various luxurious resorts which stand on the hills near the beach, can become your choice when visiting Nusa Lembongan Island. Stalls along the beach provide various kinds of menus. The most favorite menu is seafood because it can be directly enjoyed from fishermen who go home after fishing so that the seafood is still fresh and delicious. Well, listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Jungut Batu Beach in Nusa Lembongan. I'm Putri Safiti Adela. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener now, let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, environment and technology, even lifestyle. You can listen to this program via shortwave on 3325 kHz, streaming at voinews.id and RRI Play application that you can download on your Android. After the 18th Asian Games held in Jakarta and Palembang last August 18th to 2nd of September 2018, there are still four major sporting events which will be held in Indonesia this year. In this edition of Miscellany, I will inform you about the four sporting events that will be held in Indonesia soon. So stay tuned into RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The first sporting event is Asian Para Games 2018, which will take place from 6 until 13th of October 2018. Unlike the Asian Games, all matches in the Asian Para Games 2018 will only take place at Gelora Bung Karno Main Stadium, Senayan, Jakarta. There will be 17 sports competed, among others archery, athletics, badminton, swimming, wheelchair basketball, wheelchair fencing, and wheelchair tennis. 42 countries are scheduled to participate in the International Multisports event, which is the first ever held in Asia, involving athletes with various disabilities. The second is the U19 Asian Football Cup 2018, which will take place from 18th of October to 4th of November 2018. It will be held in three stadiums, namely Gelora Bung Karno Main Stadium Jakarta, Pakansari Stadium Bogor, and Patriot Stadium Bekasi. The U19 2018 Asian Cup will be contested by 16 teams that will compete in all three stadiums. The third sporting event is the 2018 AFF Futsal Cup, which will be held from November 5th until 11th, 2018 in Jakarta, among Asian countries. In this tournament, Indonesia joined in a Group A with Myanmar, Malaysia, and Cambodia. Not only 2018 AFF Futsal Cup, the 2018 AFF Beach Soccer Cup will also be held in Indonesia from November 18th until 24th, 2018 in Bali. In this Southeast Asian tournament, Indonesia is in the same group as Malaysia, Thailand, Vietnam, and Timor Leste. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Miscellany. I'm Putri Sofit Adela. Thank you for listening.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
greeting from Hanoi, Vietnam. I'm Nguyễn Thúy Hoa, director from International Cooperation Department of The Voice of Vietnam. Congratulations for 73 years of public broadcasting of Radio Republic Indonesia. In recent years, based on the cooperation agreement between VOV and RRI, we have exchanged experiences, professional skills, and some other aspects of national broadcasters. The cooperation has brought the two peoples closer, and we both celebrate 73 years establishment anniversary this September. My deepest congratulations is to go for the RRI, together with all its employees, millions of radio and online listeners, as well as people and government of Republic of Indonesia for its 73 years anniversary of broadcasting service. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from The Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Putri, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Alexa. To initiate our segment, Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Wajahmu Indahkan Duniaku. Happy listening!
Membayangkanmu di hatimu.
listener, you've just listened to the first song entitled Wajahmu Indahkan Duniaku, sung by Alexa. The song is someone's expression who falls in love because the face and smile of the lover make him imagine her. Listener, Alexa is a band which was established in 2008 and still active until now. Earlier, Alexa had 5 personnel. Finally, Alexa becomes trio at the end of 2012, and the trio personnel are Aki Singgih, Nur Satriyatama, and Fajar Arifan. Listener, let's listen to the next song, entitled Brighter as One. Listener, you are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in the segment Music Corner, which is discussing about Alexa. Alexa, who succeeded through romantic songs, presents diverse theme. With lyric in English, the song entitled Brighter as One has motivation of message for listeners to unite, because there is no mountain which is too high or too far if faced together. Listener, band with a lot of fans called Alexia has released some albums and EPs. Generally, the musical genre which is played by Alexa is pop. Well, listener, that was our segment Music Corner by featuring Fadi Alexa's songs. To conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last songs entitled Dewi and Jangan Pernah Pergi. I'm Putri Safir Dadala. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Ku tumbuh bersamamu, takkan ku petik hingga akhir masa hidupku.
We're
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th Floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.